A top advisor to Egypt's president is here in Washington. Osama El-Baz is expected to meet Secretary of State Colin Powell tomorrow. He'll likely encourage the Bush administration to play a more assertive role in the Middle East. President Bush has been defending his Mideast policy, saying it's up to Palestinians and Israelis to show the will to break their cycle of violence. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Throughout his vacation, at nearly every public appearance, President Bush has been questioned about the Middle East, confronted with Palestinian suicide bombings and Israel's policy of assassinating Palestinian militants. President Bush described the Middle East as a cauldron of violence and was defensive when asked whether his administration is really doing enough to help.
There's nothing that an administration can do if there's no will for peace. And we're obviously working with the leaders to try to convince them to take the necessary steps to send a signal to the people on the streets that peace, we want peace. We want at least discussions toward peace, if not in a final agreement. We've got a long way to go. I recognize that.
All week, President Bush has been driving home his message that Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat must do more to bring terrorists to justice, and Israel must act with restraint. Then he argues the two sides should implement the proposal set out by former Senator George Mitchell. A State Department spokesman stressed this message is consistent and contacts with Middle East leaders have been continuous. But Egyptian political commentator Mohamed Wahbi says a delegation from his country came to Washington with a dire warning that the United States is not doing enough.
We have been hearing good words, but no action whatsoever. And every time they say something, they almost negate it by saying it is up to the two parties to settle the situation, up to the two parties to control the situation. You speak about two parties if there is any kind of parity between the two parties, but there isn't.
Egypt, he says, wants to see international monitors in the Middle East and wants Israel to end what he calls provocative actions, like the takeover of Orient House, the unofficial Palestinian headquarters in East Jerusalem. Egypt is a strong supporter of Palestinian President Yasser Arafat. President Bush has said he'd like to see Egypt and other Arab nations use their influence with Arafat to prevent further terrorist attacks. Richard Murphy, who was Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern and South Asian Affairs in the 1980s, is encouraging the Bush administration to consider other options through the United Nations Security Council.
It just seemed to me these last weeks and months that there aren't many fresh ideas. And I hope that even if it's not acceptable, that it will help stimulate some thinking in the administration about other ways to proceed.
What he's suggesting is to go to the UN Security Council and return to some of the thinking behind the 1967 resolution, number 242, that spelled out the concept of land for peace. Murphy wants to see this concept applied to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, with a new UN resolution anticipating the eventual creation of a Palestinian state.
If it were possible to get an international endorsement of the concept of a Palestinian state and a call to get back to negotiations, I think that might have a particular resonance in the Palestinian community. There's a reason to stop the violence.
Without a strong incentive, he warns, the siege mentality will continue to dominate both the Palestinians and Israelis, and both sides will move further away from the U.S. goal, renewed negotiations. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.